Tonight's Shir Simen Reish Samach Gimel Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel Simen Reish Samach Gimel Mi Vami Hamadikin Vimta'u Biyom Hamaunan. Who lights and what happens if you make a mistake on a cloudy day? Sif Aleph Yehizahir La'asos Ner Yofa. One should take care to make a nice ner to light. Hid the mitzvah, it should be a nice ner. Some are careful to make two wicks, echad keneged zachor v'echad keneged shamor, one corresponding to zachor, one corresponding to shamor. So we're talking about an oil lamp. You should have a nice oil lamp for your Shabbos, and some will have two wicks burning, one for zachor, one for shamor. The Rama adds, v'chorin lehoisim lehadik shlosha or arba neres, you can light three or four lamps. That is the minute. Ha'isha sheshachacha pam achas lahadik. A woman who forgets one time to light erev Shabbos madlekes kol yameh shlosha neros. Then from that point onward, she'll have to light an extra licht to make it three instead of two. Ki echarin lahoisev al davar hamachuvin neged davar acher. You can add on the set thing for something else. Vavash lo yifchos, but you cannot take away. So if you're ready lighting two, we'll make you light a third as a kanas, as a fine. Mr. Buris have gone off. Yehezoya v'chulu. One should have a nice lamp for Shabbos lighting. Hine ikar lokas anehu choyva. The kanas of the lighting, the lamp, is an obligation. Mishal mitzvahs oinik Shabbos. It's part of the mitzvah of enjoying Shabbos. Umachmas hidr mitzvah yir la sosu yofa. Because of hidr mitzvah, you want it to be nice. V'ayin l'kamon simen reish samach dalet zivov l'klerin simen reish samach dalet. Later on, the Shulchan Aruch writes, there's a mitzvah in a mufkar to use olive oil for the fuel of the Shabbos light. Sifkon beis, yofa. It should be nice. V'yisa b'shas, d'zoicha v'ozeh l'banim tamid chacham. The Gemara tells us if one is careful with the Ner Shabbos, they will merit to have children, sons, who are tamid chachamim. Tchsiv ki ner mitzvah v'toyra or, aydei ner mitzvah d'Shabbos through the ner mitzvah of Shabbos, bo or d'Torah will come the light of Torah. Ulakach therefore, ro'u she'tespar l'yisha acha she'tigmar hadlok of abrocha, it is appropriate for a woman to daven after she finished lighting and then saying the brocha, she'yitin l'kadosh baruch hu banim zecharim hi'im b'Torah, that the Ibarishim should give her male children who will light up with Torah. The hadlokas haner tzorich liyos b'chol achadorim shaholach shem b'Shabbos. Now, lamps should be lit in all the rooms that they'll be using on Shabbos. Al kolpon ner echad, at least one lamp. Af she'enu oichasham, even if there's no intent to eat in those rooms. K'deish lo yikashel be'etzel be'evin, to prevent tripping over a piece of wood or a stone. But the bracha is recited on the lamp that's lit where they'll eat. Zivkan Gimel. La sois. Some have a kavana to make two psilos. V'im ma'osav mitzumtzamin. If someone has limited amount of money. Nira shetov yoser sheyikne echad yofa v'lo shnayim geruin. It would seem that it's preferable to get one nice lamp rather than two that are inferior. Sifkan da'ashtei psilos, two wicks. Hainuk shudurlik shemen b'ner. This is referring to using oil in a lamp, so you have two wicks. Vim ha'lakaso hu b'neros, but if he's using candles, oyseh shnei neros, then you have two separate candles. Umot l'hadik m'ner l'ner. You can light one candle to the other. Beinim madik shnei m'yoser, whether you're lighting two or more. Vein b'zom mishum b'zui mitzvah. This is not considered disgracing the mitzvah. The kulon shall mitzvah, because all the lights that are being lit are mitzvah. I will also lahad the kesem oner shel choil miner shel Shabbos. But you cannot put a toothpick or match or any non-Shabbistic light candle and light that up from the Shabbos light. Mishum bizim mitzvah, that is a bizarim for the mitzvah. V'nogu lahach mirbezeh afilin kavanoski lahadik boner acher shel Shabbos. The minig is to be strict about this, even if his intent of lighting the match is to then light another Ner Shabbos. Be'aloch is troubled. If the mitzvah is to light one, or the minig is like two, what is the heter to keep lighting more from the original two? By Ner Chanukah, so we say they're all mitzvahs, they're all part of the Mahadran. But Shabbos, one or two, then you're done. So now I want to light three or four, so why not I light that from Ner Shabbos? So Be'er Locha concludes by saying, whatever you're being moisif or creates more Sholem Bayis and Simcha Yaseira and part of Onik Shabbos. So that's all Ner Shemitzvah. The fact that there's a reboy, there's more and more light, that's all considered part of the mitzvah. Mishtabura Sivkan, hey, Echad V'chulu, one of the two wicks is for Zohar, one is for Shomer. V'yeshem Echav L'asos Ner Shol Shava Mishnei Neiros Klum B'yachad. Some prepare a wax candle that has two actual candles braided around each other. Zeich L'mash Amar Chazal, and this reminds us of what Chazal teach us, the Zohar V'shomer B'dibur Echad Ne'emru, that Zohar and Shomer were said, were uttered in one statement. U'minik Hagun, it's a fine minik. But those people that attach the candles to each other when they're lighting them, that's wrong. Because in the end, they warm each other. The wax melts very quickly. They'll fold over and collapse. So if you make two strands of candle and wrap them around each other, like braided them, that's one thing. But to put two candles side by side up against each other, that's not a good idea. Also, the Hadag Neros or Shabbos Mishayim Haba'o Mi Beis Tfilasam Shal Enam Yehudim. It is forbidden to light Shabbos candles from the wax that comes from the temples of the non-Jews. Afilu Be'ofen Shal Mutu Lehedit, even in a case when a person can use it for his simple uses, for his home uses, that's not for mitzvah. Gon shebidlu en Yehudi, in a case when the non-Jew was mevatalit, it's not considered avodah zarah anymore. Afilu halchi also the mitzvah, you still don't use it for mitzvah. Mishum de mo'is, it's considered ugly, it's considered repulsive for a mitzvah. The ayin pi megodim shekasef, look at pi megodim, he writes, dim ein lo ner acher kim zeh. If you'd have no other light to use for Shabbos, except for this wax that came from the temple, the Shari, that's okay. Kamokum levarach hazel, but you can't make a brach on it. Look back in Kufna Dalt, we wrote about this there. He writes over there that if they were never used, the candles were new, they were never used, so then they're not also to use. You can use them for a mitzvah, since the Noi Akum didn't come into effect, they never actually used them. They're still fresh in the box, they never used them. Se'iv Vov, Lohoisef, is permitted to add more than two. V'yesh Nogan Lahadik, some have been able to light Shivaneres, to light seven. Why would they light seven lamp? Keneged Shiva Simei Shvur, corresponding to the 7 days of the week. V'yesh Asara, some light ten. Keneged Asaras Adibris. And all these lights do not have to be together on the table. Sifkan Zayin, Shlosha Neros. If a woman forgot to light, then from now on she lights three. Mari, what are we talking about? B'shoheisa regila b'shnayim, when she used to light two every week. V'mhoheisa regila mitchila b'shloisha, but if she used to light three, tzvich lahad l'kol yameh abod, then she has to add from now on one and light four from now on. Then Shocha come upon us if he gets many times. Tzrich lehoise b'chol pam od ner achad yoser. Every time she forgets, she adds another light. V'akol b'shem knas, the whole thing is a knas. K'day shetehe zihira b'chol Shabbos. In order for her to be more careful with honoring Shabbos. V'akein therefore, im nansa, if it was against her will, it was beyond her control, v'lo alikin, she didn't light, going for instance, shoyse b'esa asurim, she was in jail. We say she's in the hospital. Okay, whatever it is, she is anything similar, she could not light. Ain't it tzrich lehoyis, if there's no knas, we don't make her light an extra one the next week. Kosvil Yerab El Yerab writes to Be'ish Aniyah, if a woman is poor, Yish Lahokel B'Sheshachel will be lenient if she forgets. Shetosif Kol Yomea Ma'at Shemen B'ner. Then instead of making her light a whole new lamp, we'll just tell her to add a little oil to the lamp that she lights. If she's lighting candles, then she should light from now on one candle a little longer, a little bigger than she has lit until now. You can always add to the set amount, or something to say, Sheshteineris who mechuba kenegas zachav shama. You have two for zachav shama. But Kalak said before, so you can add to it, and it doesn't take away from the zachav shama, because maybe once you add three, four, you don't have zachav shama anymore. This is no. You have the two of zachav shama, and then as you add, that keeps adding on. The notes point out that if a man forgets to light, if a man's lighting candles, he forgets, there's no kenas. The kenas is only said for women who forget. And there's discussion if she forgets on Yontif, there are poskim who hold that on Yontif there's no kenas. The kenas is only Shabbos. It happens a lot. People second night Yontif, they're going to eat at someone's house. They go, and next thing you know, they get home, they totally forgot to light candles. So the halacha is if you forget to light on Yontif, that we don't kenas. Now, there are those who ask the question that since our homes are lit up with electricity, there are electric lights on in the house, maybe we shouldn't give a kenas. So Shevet Halevi said that since our practice is to light candles, even though there's electric lights on, if she forgets to light, there's still a kenas. We still impose the kenas. Se'if Beis, Echad Hanoshim ve'Echad Hanoshim Chayavim Liyos Bevateihem Ner Deluk B'Shabbos. Men and women are obligated to make sure their homes have lamps lit for Shabbos. Afilu ein lo mayoichal, even if he doesn't have what to eat, shol al hapsochim, he should knock on doors and ask v'lokeach shemen to get oil with malikas in there to light the lamp. Shezeh bechal oinik shavasu, it's part of oinik shavas. Mishtabur sukan test, ein lo v'chulu, he doesn't have what to eat. Ein hakavana de ein lo klal mayoichal, it can't mean he has nothing to eat at all. The bezeks, he has nothing to eat, then he has to go collect money to get bread for Shabbos meal. Because with bread, he can make kiddush on the challah, and he can have a suda. What it means is, he doesn't have his own resources to provide for his meals. He gets his food from charity. Afilu hachi tzarech lishdad l'hasik gab kinei l'shabbos. What the Mechaber is teaching us is, even though he doesn't have what to eat from his own, and he's living on handouts from others, when it comes to Ner Shabbos, he has to make sure he has Ner Shabbos. And if he doesn't have Ner Shabbos, he'll have to knock on doors to get shemen for Ner Shabbos. Umi sheyesh lo ma'os mitzumtzamin. If someone has some money, but very limited, mitzvah lechem l'sud l'shabbos koydim l'kol. The first thing, the first priority is bread for sud l'shabbos. Then the ner for Shabbos, the light for Shabbos, comes before other foods. The after Shabbos, even though other foods and meat is part of Onik Shabbos, so why is the Onik Shabbos of ner more significant? The mitzvah of ner Shabbos is greater because it also has the element of Shalom Bayis, as we'll see later on. However, Mishum Ner, as far as having Ner and Shalom Bayis Dai, Ner Achadachud, the requirement is fulfilled with one licht. V'hashar Yotzi Al Machal Shabbos, so the rest of his money should then go to food. Because I mean, the Gemara, like the Gemara says, the filu ani tzerech lasas dovim u'ot l'chavad Shabbos, even a poor person has to have something small, special food l'chavad Shabbos. V'ayim ashkesam le'el v'sin reishman beis, which the Brewer looked back, we wrote about this, in reishman beis. So Be'er Locha discusses, does he have to have challah for three sudas before he gets in there? Or is it enough to have challah for two sudas? If the choice is shalash sudas lechem, bread for the shalash sudas or a ner, which is first? He quotes Derech HaChaim that have enough bread for three sudas comes ahead of ner. And he disagrees. Mishmur says, you see, it's different because there's no halacha to knock on doors to get lechem for sudas shlishas. There is a din to knock on doors to get near Shabbos. When we say a person should make Shabbat Ochol L'Tzarech L'Brias, it's referring to Shal Shudas. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that near Shabbos should come ahead of Shal Shudas. And especially says, if you're just going to have a kebeya, that's for sure enough, get a kebeya, a minimum amount of Chal for Shal Shudas, and the rest use for your near. He'll knock on doors to get money for oil or get oil to light. To Iker Oinig Suda Shabbos, because the main pleasure of Suda Shabbos is to eat with light lit on the table, not to eat in the dark. But again, all you need is one lamp. So when he's collecting money, you don't have to give him for 10, 12 licht. You give him enough for one licht He's done. That's all he needs is to get money for one lamp. Siv Gimel. Hanashim Usharos Bo Yoser. Even though men and women both have to have in their homes candles lit, lamps lit for Shabbos, women are more obligated in this than the men. Because they're home. And they're busy with the needs of the home. If there's not enough money for both Ner for Shabbos and wine for Kiddush, Ner Shabbos Koidim, he should first use the money for the Shabbos light. Similarly, if he doesn't have enough money for both Shabbos licht and Chanukah licht, Ner Shabbos Koidim, he has to get lamp for Shabbos first, Mishum Shalom Habayis, because of Shalom Bayis. The Ein Shalom Habayis Blo Ner, there's no peace at home without licht. Now, if the choice is between wine for Kiddush and Ner Chanukah, Ayana Kamon, Simen, Tefer, Shanches. There you're looking at Chanukah about that channel. Mishnebura Sivka and Yeralf. Hanashim Usharos. Even though men and women are obligated, it's more incumbent upon the women. The Mishnebura says, Afilam Yirtzeb Habala Hadik Ba'at. So even if the husband wants it, he wants the Mitzvah light. Ha'isha Kodemis, his wife comes first. She has the right to light. Unless there's plenty of lights to light, Yachal Hu Gab Ken Lahadik, he can light too. So the poskim say, with today's electric lights, so she'll light the candles and he'll go around the rest of the house and put on the lights in the rooms that will need light on. That's also part of Kavod Shabbos. Ukashi Yoledes, when a woman has given birth, B'Shabbos Rishon, the first Shabbos after having a child, Madha Kabbal Mavarach, her husband will light the candles to the bracha. In the days of a woman's nidus, she can make her own bracha. So in those days, women who gave birth were not getting out of bed. They were basically in bed for a week, 10 days. This went on until pretty recent time that they realized that's not the right way. But women want to get out of bed. So she gave birth. She can't come out of bed. The husband will light. The way the postman said today, women are home. They're not in the hospital. Yes, they go and light even the first Shabbos after having a baby. Sivka and Yud Beis. Why is this a mitzvah on women more than men? Because they're home. They're in charge of the house. This is another reason. Women extinguished the light of the world. Chava brought Misa to Adam Rishon. So therefore, the tikkun is by lighting candles, Erev Shabbos. When we come welcome to however, it is a good thing for the husband to prepare the candles for his wife to light. And the notes bring the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Mishnayis, who's Medaikdis in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there are three Averus that women will die b'shas le'dasan, asha'en and zihiris, b'nida, b'chala, b'adlakas and ner. They're not careful with nida, chala, and lighting the ner. It's a funny language. It should say they're not careful with nida, chala, and ner. Why does it change? Nida, chala, and adlakas and ner. So Kivega says, because the husband prepares the licht, so all she has to do is madlik. She just lights it. He does all the other preparations for the ner. Sifka and Gimel, ner Shabbos koidim. So if it's a choice of ner Shabbos and Kiddush Hayoim, ner Shabbos first. The Alpha Gav, the Kiddush Diraisa. Why is that? Kiddush is Minatera. Yes, Kiddush is Minatera, but to use wine with Kiddush is only Drabonon. Besides that, Friday night he'll make Kiddush on the Lechem. So, without wine, you can make Kiddush, and therefore, if you only have enough money for either wine for Kiddush or Ner Shabbos comes first. So, the notes bring from Rav Moshe that today that we have electric lights, Yayin Kiddush Koidim Lukas Aner. When the houses be pitch black, get a light, get a licht. That comes ahead of the wine. Today, if either way the house can have light, you'll have electric lights anyway. So in that case, use the money for the wine. Sifka and Yudal, Mishnah Shalom Bayis. Because of Shalom Bayis, we give precedence to Ner Shabbos. V'im yesh lo ner echad, but as soon as he has one licht, saga, that's enough. V'yotzi ha-mosor le-kiddush or ne-chanukah, the rest of the money he'll use for kiddush wine or for chanukah licht. Now, for Chanukah also, all you need is one licht. Let's say he has money, Shabbos Chanukah, he has money for one licht for Shabbos, one licht for Chanukah. He's Yotze both. V'yeshla oid ma'atmar, so there's still a little money left. Nira li de tov yoyis aliknas oid neros achanika lios min a mahadrin. It would seem to me he should use the extra money to get extra neros for Chanukah to be a mahadrin dik, because maybe he should use the extra money to light his two Shabbos candles, whatever, and I'll have one Chanukah licht, some yoyitza. He says, no, once you have one Shabbos licht, make sure you're for the mahadrin for Chanukah. Kasa maganava maganava mites, the Isha Suma, a woman who is blind. Gam ken yichor levorach on their Shabbos, she can light and say the brachas on Shabbos licht. She benefits from the light because people can help her and see what's going on in the house. However, if she has a husband who sees, he should make the bracha. If she's with other people in the house and they're eating together and they're lighting with brachas, then she should not make a bracha. Why do they all make a bracha? You have 3-4 couples and they're all lighting. Why are they all lighting? Why are they all saying brachas? Mishum simcha yisayir shayesh alei ribu hanes, because there's an additional simcha with every extra licht. K'mashah kastim sifches, like you're right in sifches. V'aha, by this woman who can't see, like a simcha gab, she doesn't have that simcha. So meila, when other women are lighting with a bracha, then she does not light.